Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, your favorite psychic podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're glad to have you aboard. Got a fascinating show planned for y'all, as usual. And we're excited to get started. So first, we need to take care of some business before we launch into tonight's wonderful program. And the first thing I need to do is let you know that I am joined by one of my favorite people in the world, my co-pilot in all things psychic. That would be Adrian Stratton. With us in the studio.
Oh, hey, Lauren.
Welcome, Adrian.
How are you? Yeah, happy Friday. Here we are.
I know. We survived another week. How did that happen?
Lucky, I guess. No, I think it's more than luck.
Yeah, hard work is what it is. Yeah. That's the secret.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Glad to have you along. My name happens to be Lawrence Birch, as you may or may not have figured out. So thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
So I'll be your other co-host. Normally we're joined by another favorite person of mine. That would be Michael Espinoza. So we'll just give him some applause in absentia. He happens to be on double top secret undercover assignment on a continent I'm not allowed to disclose. So he'll be back joining us next week, I'm sure, with a full report of all his daring do. So we'll look forward to that for sure.
Absolutely.
So it's gonna be, Ms. Adrian and myself guiding you tonight, and we hope you'll stick it out for the whole show maybe we'll get a chance to do some readings for you before the show's end. That's always a fun part of the show. Look forward to that. So, The other business to take care of is in the legal department. We have a very competent cadre of lawyers that are constantly informing us of the do's and don'ts of the legal world, and so we have a disclaimer we'd like to share with people at the top of the hour, and it goes something like this. Adrian and I happen to be professional psychics, as well as Michael, of course. However, if you're looking for professional advice in the realm of finances, let's say, or maybe you're looking for help with shipping costs, or maybe it's mineralogical, or volcanological, or maybe biological. We don't know. But if you're looking in those areas, those are not, unfortunately, our areas of expertise. So we encourage you to seek out the proper professional authorities in those areas for your edification and well-being, shall we say. All right? And just, we're here for entertainment, right, Adrian? We're pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Entertaining and occasionally even education. Yeah, it just slips out.
Well, we certainly have fun. That is for sure.
Right? I mean, there's a reason it's the fun house. Yeah. I often say when people ask that I taught Michael everything he knows and he still doesn't know anything. So, make of that what you will. He's not here to defend himself.
No, he is not.
That's pretty cool. So I better dispense with that, or I'll get accused of something evil. So let's jump into the show, and just so we're all on the same page, I'm going to do something I don't usually do, but I really like the blurb I came up with for tonight's show, so I'm just going to read that verbatim so people are on the same page. So tonight's show is called Connecting with Spirit, helps us during times of transition, conflict, and change. It's been said that the only constant is change. As we transition from summer into fall, go back to school, adjust our work schedules, begin new ones, or deal with times of unemployment, retirement, is that even possible? We often face new and unexpected challenges. Technically, anytime we make decisions, we have to deal with and resolve conflict. Which way to go? Should I pick door number one or that big box? Do I love them? Do they love me? While meaningful, these times can also be lonely. Managing strength and independence versus vulnerability and belonging. Someone else also said that no person is an island. Okay, sure, but where were they at high tide? Well, we may feel alone, especially when we experience times of transition, conflict, and change. Spiritually, we never are. Our guides are always there supporting us. Here on the Psychic Funhouse, your co-hosts and our guides want to encourage you to reach out more. So there you go.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
love that.
So if you like content, you're in the right place. And if you want to get more of it, please be sure to follow us. We're increasing our followers, which is a good thing. We can always use more, so tell a friend. It's very easy to do. And sign into Blog Talk Radio, which is our platform host. Go down, and where it prompts you to follow us, you click that button, and boom. You'll never miss a show that way. And you can also gain access to our wonderful archive of programs that stretches back, well, at this point, probably millennia. But there's over 150 shows that we've put in the memory banks that you can listen to at your leisure, so you never have to be alone in that regard either. So, Adrian, people might not get in touch with you after the show. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it might be a good idea to give out your contact info so you can streamline that process. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great idea, and I hope people do want to get in touch. So if you do, and you're looking for a reading, whether it be a tarot card or it be mediumship, take a good look at my website, which is ravenmessages.com. And there's a lot of information on it, even in regards to upcoming events and contact information. But let me leave my phone number. It's area code 714-376-7289. And you can call me or send me a text.
Very good. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Very good, very
How
good.
About you, Lauren? How do people find you?
Well, there's a lot of different ways they can find me, actually. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have to just rely on a chance meeting in Paris or something. My contact information. Easiest way is phoning me or texting me at regular business hours on the West Coast, 541-344-7534. I have an email. It's givingtree@earthlink.net. My business is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and that's on Facebook. And I also have a website, givingtreefarm.com. So lots of options.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes, I always like hearing from our lovely listeners. Yes. Now, any announcements that are worth announcing?
Well, yes, I believe so.
Okay.
So tomorrow, and actually every last Saturday of the month, there's a large holistic fair. And it's called the Orange County or OC Heart Space Holistic Fair at Laguna Wellness in Laguna Hills, Laguna Woods area. And I'll be there all day from 11 until 5 p.m. Providing readings. I know right. Michael will also be there if he's able to. And like I said, this is every month, last Saturday of every month. And lots of different people and, you know, great community. And,
Now, is there a ticket to gain entry, or is it free, or how does that work? People just show up and can pay for readings and that sort of thing?
Good that you asked. So the way it works is there are lectures that are given every half an hour, and those are free to the public. You just come on in, check the schedule, and have a seat. And then if you do want to see one of the people providing readings or healings, there is a charge, and, you know, it all varies. But you buy a ticket for that. But the lectures are also online as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So even if you can't attend in person, you can attend digitally, as they say.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know, we definitely had guests on the show that are part of this event, and we'll be there tomorrow as well, I'm sure, giving lectures and readings and healing things. So very nice setting, great group of people. There's even some food vendors there, I hear, so... If you are looking for a nice way to spend your day, check it out. And if you have more questions, contact Adrian or go online and look up the OC Healing Show. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so Adrian, have you dealt with change much in your life?
Oh, gosh, yes.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You know, it's really funny. I think about that, and I was the kind of person that was always resistant to change. I would be in my comfort zone, and I'm not moving. And that's just how I preferred things, because that way I always felt like I had some control over my environment, and control was a very important issue for me when I was much younger. And I got to tell you, Lawrence, when I learned that one of the only few things in life that you can count on is change, I was so disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it's like as you mature and you embrace, you know, your spiritual life and embrace maybe many things, including just maturing, I'd like to think, you know, that opportunity to embrace a lot of things, including change, you know, because you reach a certain point in time in life and, you know, you walk through change, you know, so may as well learn how to embrace it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, change is constant and, ironically enough, and it can be difficult, you know, it can be difficult to be flexible and go with the flow, but also stay grounded and you know, especially when you're younger and you've got a bunch of ideas of how things should work, and then you keep finding out how things really work, and sometimes they don't align.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Those are, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the whole idea of tonight's show is to encourage people to reach out and ask for help and support and assistance. And, you know, it feels maybe a little awkward for some of us to do that. And it can be a time of vulnerability, right, when you have to admit that maybe you don't have all the answers. And, you know, you're not sure what decisions to make. But that's a perfect time to tune in to your spirit guides or your angelic helpers, you know, energy work, whatever floats your boat in that realm, to include them in the process and effectively get another opinion. To do is to recognize when you're dealing with conflict, right? So it could be conflict within yourself or maybe conflict in the workplace. That's a really common thing. And it doesn't have to be, you know, not drag out conflict, but it can be something where it feels like you're at loggerheads, as they say, or there's an unresolvable issue. Maybe it's between you and a loved one, family member or friend. That can also be a good time to ask for some mediation from spirit to help maybe smooth the waters. Because oftentimes a big part of what fuels a conflict is just miscommunication. It may not be that you're actually that far apart in terms of whatever the subject matter is. You may be more in agreement than not. But if there's pressure behind the process in the form of intense emotions or, you know, situational concerns, it can really load the discussion you're trying to have and make it nearly impossible to even hear the other person. So, you know, you want to be careful in those situations, I think, to not make the mistake and ask spirit to show the other person how right you are about the situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's using, I think that's a misuse of your spiritual connection to, you know, use it as almost as a weapon. But to ask spirit to help guide the both of you towards a resolution of the conflict. Right, peaceful resolution. And sometimes you may not be able to resolve things fully, and that can be difficult to just kind of leave things unresolved. But there's a way to do that with grace and humility as well, and spirit can certainly help guide that process as well. But, you know, you have to ask, right? You have to ask. Give permission and be willing to accept the outcome in the process and what they say.
Right, yeah. Right. It's so true, you know, and ego, you know, our ego wants to step in and protect us, you know, and I think that sometimes when we're learning how to let go, when we're learning how to have faith, when we are inviting our spirit guides in, you know, we learn to, we really do get much more freedom, you know. And, and while I am not one of these people that personally thinks the ego is this horrible aspect of ourselves. I do
feel
like.
You're not one of those people?
No,
I
think ego is fine, is healthy. It certainly, you know, large part of who we are, you know, to varying degrees. But I do know that, you know, we have to learn how to find balance and rely on you know, our spiritual beliefs and let go and relax. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm in agreement with you. You know, doing shamanic work is often challenging, and I would say, depending on what you're doing, even can be dangerous in terms of the risk and, to both the practitioner and potentially the client. But it can be undertaken even in those circumstances out of necessity for healing or, you know, emergencies, things like that. So without a strong sense of ego, you can really get lost in the spiritual storm, as it were. So, most of the shamans that I am familiar with, either historically or more currently, they all have pretty good-sized egos, and it can be off-putting at first to interact with that, but what you notice is the majority of them are incredibly adept and flexible at moving from a place of giving their ego full rein to a place of humility. They can pretty much turn that on a dime because they understand the dynamics and the process. And like you said, you know, why and where it can be necessary to have that. So it's basically, you know, a sense of self. You want to cultivate a strong, you want to know who you are, right? And not take yourself too seriously at the same time. So
yes indeed. Now there's so many things about tonight's topic, you know, that I think are just you know, just right on, just spot on. You know, I was looking at it, you know, you had identified like managing strength and independence versus vulnerability and belonging, you know, and and yes, yes, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being strong, with being independent, with being vulnerable, you know, and and wanting to belong. I believe that that desire to belong, I think is I think that runs pretty strong with a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're a tribe, and we're social critters for the most part. So if we're not part of a group, it can be just difficult, you know, and it can be hard to know where our place is in the universe without that sense of home or, you know, who our people are. And, you know, that can expand beyond just the human race into other people. You know, I'm a plant person, so I interact with plants as people in their own right, animals, you know, insects, creatures of the sea, spirit beings. You know, there's a whole range of beings out there that are waiting to welcome you into their group, if that's, you know, what you need or what you're looking for. So, you know, you don't really have to be alone unless that's something you feel you need. So you just have to reach out, as they say, reach out, and somebody will be there.
I think about various experiences you know, that have been shared with me, or even some that I know that I've gone through personally, and it's like, that's just a miracle that you know, that I got through that, or you know, got through certain situations relatively unscathed, and you know, and or still with, you know, a functioning mind. You know, I didn't lose my mind, And, you know, there's just no doubt about it that, you know, spirit guides or angels, the creator, God, whatever, you know, a person likes to, or whatever term a person likes to use, but certainly, you know, is constantly there, constantly watching out and helping us navigate through life. I definitely, well, I know that. Now I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know this is a little off the subject, but just thinking about how spirit works. I don't know if I had shared this with you and Michael or not, but not long ago, it was just this true example of like divine intervention, and I was stopped at a stoplight, and waiting for it to turn green, and there were two young teenage girls, and it was at nighttime, and it was kind of dimly lit, and there were two young girls running across the street. And as they were running across the street, a car came up the hill, and I this is no exaggeration, missed hitting them by no more than 2 feet, maybe less. And I know I screamed. because you could just see it. I mean, it was truly a miracle that those girls did not get hit by that car. And, you know, no doubt about it that their angels, you know, were saying, come on, hurry up, let's go, get across. It was really something to see. So, it's almost like magic, but, truly divine intervention, and we are lucky to experience that.
Mm-hmm. If we're aware of how many times we've been, you know, cared for, or our guardian angels have intervened on our behalf, it would be overwhelming, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do the best they can with what they have. Well,
yeah.
You know, we've got some callers, and I'm wondering if you're ready to take a call and start doing some readings with people. What do you think?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
You ready to do it? Okay. All right, so let's check the board. Yep, they're coming in.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, never fails. So here on the Funhouse, we like to bring you on board by announcing your area code, give you a little heads up, and then we're going to ask you your name and where you're calling from. So here we go. This is our first caller of the night. This is area code 646. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrienne and Lawrence. What's your name, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Terry, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
All right. Terry with a T?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hi, Terry.
Well, welcome to the show, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Should I ask a question or?
Sure.
It's up to you. It's up to you. Yeah. If you have something you'd like to share, you're welcome to do that. And you know, if you have a question for us and our guides, that's acceptable as well. So.
Okay, I don't really have anything to share as of yet, unless you want to put me back on hold and while I think about it and you take the next caller.
Well, do you have a question for us about something?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm kind of confused here. So I have a legal situation. Yeah, I have a legal situation to go that I'm finally getting down to the end of it, which finally. So things were good, The only thing that I'm trying to figure out if I should do a court-appointed attorney or if I should just pay for one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A court-appointed is not too – I mean, not really a court-appointed. It's, you know, when you don't have the funds and then you can get the legal help, then you can get – there's a place that's called NY Help. And then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have – yeah, on – I don't know. I'm just kind of confused. I have a, you know, a good case here, and I'm just trying to see what I should do. I can start it on my own, you know. I can start, you know, the paperwork and do that on my own, but I'm just not sure if I should just – I can interview a few and see where it takes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was where I was going to start. With you, Terry, is have you talked to a lawyer yet about your case, your issue?
There are three that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't talked to them. I actually have to talk back to one on Monday. I have to call him back on Monday. I missed his call. I did speak with his office, and I explained the case to them, and they said, oh, my, just call back tomorrow. So I can I missed them today. I'm going to give them a call on Monday. There are two. There's one. There are actually probably four altogether that I just need to interview.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you set up the process for you to, you know, help make a decision, right? You initiate it. So that's good. So you're in that stage of resolving the issue, which is at the beginning, but you started it. You know, one of the caveats on our show is, you know, we don't give out legal advice just because not really our. But I will say what came to my mind, and you're going to make your own decision, is that talking to the legal aid or the court, you know, court appointed people, I think would be really beneficial for you, so make sure you do that as part of the process.
You know, I just don't want anybody to take, you know how some lawyers, so there are some good lawyers and there are some bad lawyers. So
true.
I just don't want to take my money and run.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll speak to them.
And
okay.
Yeah, let me, before you go, let us check in with Adrienne and see if she has anything to add or.
Yeah.
Adrienne,
hi, Terry. Yeah, I'm right here. Hi, Terry. Yeah,
hi,
glad that you called in. Are you a new caller? Have you called in before?
I've called in about 8 or 9 months ago, but I don't think I've ever spoken to you before.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad that you called, and you know, welcome. And like Lauren said, you know, we don't give out legal advice. Our legal team won't let us, so we don't. But I will say that of all of the attorneys, and I do support what Lawrence said about you thoroughly checking everybody out, including like the legal aid, if you will, check them all out. Use your intuition, you know, and what kind of plan do they have, you know, for you is very important. And is this somebody that you feel like you can trust and have rapport with? I kind of like, you know, was one of the attorneys a female?
The paralegal, she is a female. She's a female.
Uh-huh.
I talked to her. She's very nice.
Okay. And did she have a recommendation?
Yeah, she did. She told me to call back on, but I didn't get a chance. I didn't call today because I took the flu shot.
Oh, okay.
And I've been feeling horrible. So I'm going to call her Monday. I'm going to take her advice because she's very excited about the case.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that certainly sounds like one that you would, you know, want to investigate. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Don't be afraid to use your intuition as you select someone to represent you.
Okay.
All right, Terry. Well, thank you for calling back again, and don't let it be so long next time between calls. We always love hearing from our listeners.
All right, I think. Yes, I'll continue listening to the show.
Good.
Okay. Well, good luck with everything. Let us know how it goes. I hope things resolve in your favor. All right. Yeah, well, you know, my grandfather and my uncle were both lawyers. My grandfather was a trial lawyer for about 60 years. And I inherited a few of his objects. I have a thermometer that says Honest Attorney at Law on it that was his. And the other thing I have, which is probably the only advice legally that I would consistently give out to people, is a sign that he used to have in his office, and it says, "Sue the bastard." So that's my that's
there
my ground level ground level legal advice for every occasion. So, and in America,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, you know, somebody made the point, you know, before we get to our next caller, which I thought was pretty on the money. A lot of other democracies. More social democracies, I would say, have more regulations with corporations and activities and things like that than we typically do because, you know, there's a cadre in our society that's very anti-regulation. You know, things just take care of themselves because it harms business or, you know, whatever the idea is. And, you know, there's some truth to that for sure. However, in the absence of good regulations, you know, when there's a situation where somebody gets hurt or is wronged or fraud happens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In place of those regulations, we look to our legal system to provide us with some kind of solution. And it's oftentimes imperfect, but that's kind of what we have. And, you know, it can be challenging to be made whole through that process, but it's definitely better than nothing in many cases. So.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready for caller number two?
Love it. Yes.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to
go.
Yeah, caller number two. This is area code 216. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence and Adrian. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, how are you? Could you say your name again for me one more time?
Desmond.
All right. Desmond from Cleveland. Very good. How's Cleveland treating you, Desmond?
I guess it's fair. I guess I could say it's fair.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take it. We'll take fair. What can we help you with tonight? Or do you have something you want to share on tonight's topic about connecting with spirit, either or both?
I'll give a little statement and I have a question.
Okay.
It took me a little minute to, I'm a lot better now, but I guess it takes a lot of exercise. Like, I guess when you build a muscle, I had to, like, sometimes I'd be connected with spirit and sometimes I wouldn't be all the way connected. So I guess just, so doing meditation every day, I guess, kind of like build that spiritual muscle. Now I'm a little more on point. Like if I ask spirit something, I could get a kind of a more accurate answer. So that's only a statement I have. But it took a minute because I don't know if it was my head getting in the way or I just wasn't really all the way tapped in. So I think I got some more ways to go, but. Mm-hmm. I'm happy where I'm at now from 2 years ago. So.
All right. Well, good for you. I like that. I like I like the phrase you used there, spiritual muscle, developing that through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Very very smart approach, very tried and true approach as well. Just opening your mind, stilling things so you can really get clear. Good for you.
I had just left my job for a new job. Well, I left my old job like maybe almost three weeks ago. So I'm working at a new job. So I told my friend, once I knew my hours and everything, I said, I called her and told her, asked the people, could I work part-time if, you know, like when I get off 4 hours just to get some little extra money. And, you know, she said the first 2 days she forgot. Like if they say, I told her if they say no, that's cool. I mean, I just want to know. So she said she forgot. And then she switched up and said, well, can't you call them? Like you there every day. You talk to everybody. You only got a couple of people's numbers. So I know she was sad when I left, but I don't know if she, if it's the, she don't want to get involved because she gonna mess up her clout at the job, or she don't want to feel vulnerable, like showing she has any type of comradeship or feelings towards me, so she won't say it. I think it's a mixture of both, but I'm not sure why she just. It's something really simple to do, you know.
So you're wondering what's going on between you and her about your request? Is that the question?
Yeah. I wound up calling the lady at the desk today, so it's taken care of. But I'm just wondering why she couldn't just take care of that herself.
Did you get an answer from the company yet? Did they agree to your request, or is that still pending?
I was still pending. She said everybody had went home, and she's going to ask her husband is the plant supervisor.
Okay.
More likely it's probably going to happen, but, you know, just a simple thing I ask, you know, she asks something, I make it happen, but just in certain situations just feel kind of shaky.
Right. Well, Let's see what we come up with for you. Adrian, is anything coming up for you for Desmond about this? Or
well, a couple different things. Desmond, hi there. Happy Friday to you. Yeah. How it feels to me and kind of what I see looking into the situation, it's more about her discomfort, you know, personally, you know, I'm not getting that it has anything to do with you or about her, showing that she might have, you know, feelings or be vulnerable as far as you are concerned. What I get is that she's just more insecure about reaching out to the boss, so to speak. It's just hard for her. that's just what I get. You know, people are funny because I also get that she can be, you know, pretty direct, you know, young lady, you know, usually can, at least with you, you know, and most friends, certain friends, you know, can talk, you know, but she's got a little thing there with, like, authority figures, especially the boss, you know, at the job, you know, so that's kind of like, it's just a little, like a sensitive kind of area for her, but that's what I get. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you, do you have a grandma on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. So does getting that you're in, she passed, so I guess you have both grandmothers are on the other side? Would that be true?
Yes.
Or two?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One of them's been gone for quite some time, and the other one more recent, within the last few years. Would that be, is that accurate?
No, I think, I think the last one on my mother's side died in 2005, I want to say,
five.
The one before that was like a couple of years earlier, so yeah. Are you getting
okay,
any physical features?
Well, yeah, just that one of your grandmas is looking in on you, and she just wants to tell you that she loves you a lot. And so if you've been feeling like, if you haven't been feeling like anybody is really like loving you, loving on you, she just wants you to know she loves you a lot. And she also wants to let you know, just interestingly enough, just like the topic, she wants you to know that you are never really alone and that she holds you close all of the time, and that you are also in... She says, your grandma says, that you are always being held, this is what she says for me to tell you are always being held in God's loving arms. So that's the message.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Very good. You know, the only thing I'd add, Desmond, is with your friend, is that a big part of why she didn't agree to intercede on your behalf is because, one is she's been the messenger of bad news before and been shot down, so she's gun shy about that. Not necessarily from you, but just with other experiences and relationships, but. The main thing is she doesn't want to disappoint you, you know, be a part of something that doesn't work out and be associated with that. So, and that's because she actually values her relationship with you. So, and I will say, you know, if you haven't already, you could open up a conversation about this with her because I think you're pretty good at disarming people and communicating in a way that doesn't feel threatening, even if it's a serious topic or it's something that's bothering you. So if you wanted to discuss it with her, you would definitely be able to do so and have things clear up. So if that's important, it's up to you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Appreciate that. I got some clarity.
You bet.
Good.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Thanks for coming on the
show.
Call
us back and let us know, how things turned out.
Okay, sure will.
Yeah.
All right.
Take care of.
Thanks a lot.
Take care
Have
of
nice night.
Cleveland. All right. Yeah, you bet.
All
Enjoy
right.
the. All right, bye for now, Desmond. All right. Are we ready for another caller? What do you think? Still have some time?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? All right, let's go back to the phone. This is area code 646. Slightly different number, though. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Carla.
You're welcome. Carla?
Hi. Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Carla.
Welcome to the show, Carla.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. Thank
How's
you.
Good.
I have a question. I'm indecisive about whether I should go to a particular place, and I'm wondering if you have any insight, or if the cards would show something, some indication of whether I should go or not.
Okay.
Whatever you
think. Is it a question? Let me help zero in for us so we can give you the best information possible, Carla. So is it just the question is to go or not to go, or are there other places
that
are going? Okay,
it's to go or not to go.
I see. Yeah. Okay. To go or not to go, to be or not to be. That is clear. All right. Well, let's find out what our guides have to share with you, Carla.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you. Do you want to go first, Adrian, or should I jump in?
Yeah, no, you go right ahead if you like. I'm still just trying to get a little bit clear on it.
Okay. All right, I will do that. Well, so Carla, what's coming up for me, for my helping spirits, is that, first of all, they understand why you're seeking advice for this, because it's kind of a tricky situation in terms of how you're going to make the decision. So it makes sense that you're not just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do this or not. So there's merit in your struggle, I guess, is what they're communicating to me. And part of that is because if you don't go, you're going to feel disappointed, right? And you're going to have to deal with that. Maybe more disappointment than somebody external to the situation would really be able to see or understand on the surface. Because I guess there's you're invested in this, maybe in some ways more than you want to be. So it's kind of a complicated thing. It seems really simple, go, not go. But I think as far as your safety is involved, there's no concerns with that. So, and that is across the board, not just like physical safety, mental, emotional, whatever. So you don't have to be concerned about that being an issue. But I do think that as challenging as it might be, I think you're going to be in a better place if you choose to actually go to this location. So that's what I'm getting. So it's qualified, but it's thumbs up to actually go. That's what I'm getting. So. Proceed. I guess I would proceed with caution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks.
That makes sense. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It could
okay.
go either way.
Adrian,
I was just looking for your insight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is what I was getting, Carla, was that this is something you've been thinking about for quite some time, and is this more about having been invited to? Are you going to be meeting someone?
No, not necessarily. No.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a trip. And a trip to meet some, not a trip to go see someone.
No.
Okay. Well, it feels like this is you're talking about change, talking about movement, talking about things of that nature, and it feels like this is something that would be good. It feels like this would be an experience that will open a lot of doors for you, including new people, new surroundings, and inviting change. So that's what it feels like. It feels like this is something that, like I said, it feels like something that you've been thinking about for a while, and that may not necessarily be the case on a conscious level, but I feel like this is something that is almost like the universe has it pre-planned for you. So, you know, certainly give it some more thought and trust your intuition. And I agree with Lawrence. I certainly don't see any danger, any particular risk to it. When I look in on it, things look good. Looks like it feels good.
Okay. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're welcome very much. And thanks for calling us, Carla.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right. Good.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye for now. Okay. You know what that sound means, Adrian?
Oh, gosh, yes. That means
time
that we're
lightning
that
round.
Time is there. Yeah.
All right, so we have time for just one more quick call and response. So we're going to go to the phones one last time. And so when we do the lightning round, just cuts to the chase. So give us your quick and dirty question ASAP, and we'll shoot from the hip and give you our best spiritually guided answer. All right? So this is area code 714. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the phone now. How can we help you?
I have a quick question. I seem to be in a funk, and I need to get an end date as to when I'm going to be back to normal.
When you're going to be defunkified? Okay. And
defunkified,
what's your name?
Please.
Yeah.
My.
What's your name?
My.
Oh, my. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
Yeah. Welcome
back.
Hi,
guys. I've been struggling, so I just need to know, like, an end date.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Three weeks. You're already on an upward trajectory. You're going to feel like you're having some setbacks, but 3 weeks and you'll be cleared. The clouds will part.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. That's
they getting any
so
input?
Hang in there. What's that?
Yeah. I was going to ask Adrian if she saw similar.
I bet she sees something.
Yeah. grief is a process, and it's different for everybody. And and there are so many factors, but you will swing in and out of it. But I do agree. You know, I hear it in your voice. Your voice sounds stronger. Your voice sounds more energetic than when I talked to you last. And so
yeah.
I do believe that, yes, you are on a upward swing. And, give yourself time. I think the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, you're going to be feeling a whole heck of a lot better.
I feel better because I'm talking to you guys. So,
Well, sometimes we have that effect on people. So you're welcome.
Right. Yeah. Put it. Let's bottle it and sell it.
There we
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know.
Thank you very
get
much.
Get some more of that good juju from Adrian if you go see her at the OC Healing Fair. So that's always possible.
So I'm excited. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
there
gonna
you
see,
go.
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Good.
Good for you. Well, congratulations for taking action. That can be the hardest part is to, you know, get out of the non-doing stage and into, you know, seeking out advice or help or support or whatever you need. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Get some healing tomorrow.
Hang in there. Okay.
There you go.
Well, hang in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Always good to hear from you. Be well. All right. Blue lightning round. Yeah. I know. Really struck big on that one. Guess what time it is now?
Well, let's see. I think it's that time. I think we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. We're out of time. We're in extended time. We're in the extended phase of the show. We've gone over a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're going to need to wrap it up so we don't.
All right.
We don't get in trouble with our legal people for stepping on
blog
talk shows. Yeah. Yeah. Well, another wonderful show, and sorry
indeed.
Michael couldn't be here, but I was thrilled to have you along for the ride, as usual. So thank you for all the good work, Adrian, you did tonight.
Well, thank you, Lawrence. Thanks for hosting such a wonderful show. Great topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the guides have spoken, so... we're, as usual, grateful for their input and support, and Psychic Funhouse wouldn't be here without them. And it wouldn't be here without you, our lovely listeners. So thank you for being a part of the show. We're blessed and humbled by your co-participation every week. So come back and see us again. We're here every Friday, 6 to 7. And you can always listen to us at your leisure, because of the many, many archive shows we have that are equally fascinating as this one. And we have guests, we have exciting topics we discuss, and we're here to be supportive and enlightening, if that's at all possible. So
remember
to like us and follow us on Blog Talk so you don't miss a show, and so we grow our Psychic Funhauser army into an unstoppable force of love, healing, and learning. And if you have ideas for show topics you'd like to share, you can get in touch with us with our contact information. Adrian, what's the best way to have a client connect with you? What's your contact info?
Call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289, or check out my website, ravenmessages.com.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if Adrienne's off in the Bahamas with a retreat and she's not available temporarily, you can always go for the runner-up, and that would be yours truly, Lawrence Birch.
Oh, gosh.
I'm a shamanic practitioner and an herbalist and a psychic healer. And my contact info, should you choose to accept
please.
Me, is 541-344-7534. You can call me, you can text me, and send me funny pictures. Nothing that the family wouldn't approve of. Let's not do that. But definitely a nice smiling face is always appreciated. Or you can email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and a website, too, givingtreefarm.com. So hope to hear from you soon, and we'll see you back here next week. Adrian, you get to take us out, my friend.
Yeah, well, just to share with everyone, stay grateful. I'm grateful. I know Lawrence and Michael are both in that wonderful space of humble appreciation for all of our blessings, for all of our listeners. And we thank you. We look forward to connecting with you next week. And stay healthy, stay well, stay connected. And we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, and be sure to catch Adrian and Michael, too, at the OC Healing Fair tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye, Lawrence. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Adrian. Great job tonight. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.